Good evening, Salimut, and welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
My love and lightness, may it touch all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And as you have given thanks for creation, so too shall we say thank you to the force of all life,
yes,
for the happiness and knowledge that is given to us at all times.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have been listening to you, and already it has been spoken about new discoveries in your oceans.
Yes.
This, of course, is confirmation of my words. And still I say to you, my dear friends, that it is only the very tip of knowledge.
Yes, I'm sure it is. Yeah.
You will also find in the near future the existence of new planets. This will become much more noticeable after your next eclipse.
That's interesting. Are these inhabited planets, Salimut?
Not all, of course. No.
No.
But it does not matter whether they are or not. It is the recognition that they have existence.
Yes.
And of course, it is important for you, my dear friends, as human beings, that you can have at least some small confirmation of all that is given to you.
Yes, thank you. Well, I must say, I think we all agree that anything you tell us, Salimut, we have absolutely no doubt that it will come about if you say it's going to. So, yes, but it is always nice to have the confirmation.
Yes.
I imagine planetary discoveries follow the telescope that is orbiting the Earth.
Yes.
And sending back pictures.
Yes. Your scientists and your astronomers are making great progress at this time of growth. Because, my dear friends, it is a time of great growth, whether you are aware of it or not. I can assure you that there is much upon this beautiful planet that you will find that has as yet been undiscovered.
Interesting.
All you need is to know that the source of all life wants this planet to exist in a state of love and growth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a very nice thought to hold.
Yes. It is a thought that can be utilized greatly. You can take that thought and magnify it thousands of times, and still it could not be great enough. Do you understand what I am saying to you? You are capable of so much more than you are able to do at this moment in time.
We can expand on the thought of love and the quantity of love.
Yes.
And
the expanse within your universe, it can create much more. The action from one universe to another, of course, is great. And this is something, my dear friends, for you to consider.
Yes, it would be a very nice feeling for that love extension to extend to extraterrestrial beings who would contemplate visiting this planet. I believe there have been unfortunate problems in their approaches in the past, but I feel that all that is changing. The attitude is changing for the better.
The time has not always been right for these happenings, but any love that can be extended, of course, creates a different atmosphere of love. When the time is right, there will be more communication. Those from other worlds are well aware of Earth and its problems, and as in all things, are trying to help in any way that they can. So, my dear friends, I say to you, be patient, but become much more aware of the beauty of thought.
Yes, it became clear to us that our friend and visitor, Boniol, seemed to know things about our planet and our ways that were not too well known to ourselves, and I imagine there are others apart from those on his planet who have, shall I say, been around and know of the happenings and the problems on our planet.
Of course, yes. Your visitor was sent to you to prove mind control, mind and thought transference. Of course, there are many other beings from universes outside of your own. With extended knowledge. I cannot explain to you enough of how far in the many universes that love exists, that knowledge exists, and knowledge of your planet is well known.
Yes, well known in other universes, yes, as well as this one.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's a profound thought.
It is, and it is something not easily understandable to you at this time. But what I think for you is to become much more aware of the thought, the expansion of that thought, and the expansion of the love thought.
Yes. Where those other universes are concerned, I think of them as universes on different wavelengths. That may not be quite the right way to visualize, but I can think of different wavelengths having their connections.
Yes. If that is the way you find it easier to understand, then by all means that is right for you. But
if you can suggest a better way, we'll be glad to.
Yes, I understand your words, but for each individual, their own thought patterns will bring them the knowledge that they need. So for you, that is very good for now.
Thank you.
But it is not quite thought patterns. Mm. That is human thinking.
Mm. Yes, but I was just thinking perhaps one reason we have a reservation is thinking about the size, the scale.
Yes.
So our love might not reach out to all those other universes and this universe so vast, but maybe size is a bit irrelevant with love energy expansion. I don't know.
You cannot make a size of thought. How would you explain a thought to someone who did not understand? What would be your words of explanation?
Yeah, I had been thinking of it like a physical energy, but of course it's not.
No.
It's a non-physical energy, so...
No. So yeah. It is the human thought, I use that reservedly, the human thought interferes with what thought really is.
Mm. So size doesn't come into it.
Or distance.
Or distance. Of course distance doesn't.
In the same way you cannot compare your earthly time to that of spiritual time. If you think along those lines, then you should, I would say, feel the thought. It is not a unit that can be transmitted in the way you think of thought. That is not what true thought is. Thought is instantaneous. Thought is everywhere. But your own thoughts can be expanded at any time. It is just that you do not fully understand as yet.
Mm. How to expand
spiritual thought.
Spiritual thought.
I suppose that's infinite, isn't it? Spiritual thought.
Instantaneous, yes. Your thought from here to other universes would be instantaneous.
Okay. So I was thinking more infinite. There's no sort of, when you say expanded, I suppose I'm thinking in a physical term, but there wouldn't be any edges to it. If it's thought, it's spirit, it's I can't quite know how to explain it. So.
I understand what you are saying, and you are making it more complicated than it truly is.
We humans do.
As you humans do.
The idea of it.
But that is where it is difficult to come to conclusions, because always the human brain interferes,
yes,
instead of just feeling.
Would a better analogy be that we all have a beating heart, and with every beat of that heart there is a love energy?
You are not aware of the beating heart in your everyday lives until you focus upon it. Think of thought slightly in the same way, that it is always there to be recognized and used. But expansion is just a physical word for you to try to understand.
Yes.
Yes, it's expansion.
All energy is expanding.
Yes, expansion implies involvement with time.
Yes.
But perhaps it is the generation of thought which involves time. And that's something that is more human.
Yes, that is correct. It is more human. But it is something for you all to consider. It is something for you all to work upon. And there will be time when we will have more communication from others, from what you call space-time.
Wonderful.
That's good.
Wonderful. We shall really be accepting and appreciative of that.
Yes. It is already happening, but it is not fully documented for all to know.
So, yes.
As in all things, think carefully. Know what is right within your hearts. Accept what you have been given, but only accept what is right for you. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have any questions about this?
About that, but I was just thinking, you said earlier, and you know, you want to get the planet, the whole idea is to make us all human beings full of love, and when that happens, the Earth will no longer need to be here because we'll have reached our goal. However, once something's been created, it never disappears. So the Earth will still be, but in a different energy. So would we?
It will go back to the energy from whence it came.
Right.
But you are correct in saying it will never fully disappear.
Yeah, no. But those who have reached their goal on this planet and made the planet so it doesn't need to exist anymore, will anybody ever have any contact with that Earth planet that has then gone back to where it belongs, or is that the end of that association?
You have to remember the evolution of the planets. There will come a time when the physical planet will no longer exist. That is what I am speaking about.
Yes.
So of course there is nothing to return to.
No.
Because the energy will be absorbed by that, what I shall call greater energy.
Yes, but I was thinking, well, we will all then be...
You will be, by that time,
energy.
Spiritual beings,
yes.
First and foremost.
Yes, so even if we could make contact still with that planet, we wouldn't need to anyway.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes, it is irrelevant. Once that point has been reached.
Yes.
Going back to expanded thought, When we said our prayers earlier for the earth, did that involve expanding our thought?
Your thoughts are taken by those in spirit who then deal with those thoughts in a spiritual way. Are you speaking of direct thought? You feel that your thought is direct?
When we
it is always noted if it is sent with love. But your thought is a physical thought at the moment. That is the difference.
A physical thought.
But you can cultivate your spiritual thinking.
So would the spiritual thought be more towards our own spirit?
There would be no intermediary from spirit. It would be instantaneous. Your expanded spiritual thought. Does that make sense to you?
And so it wouldn't be, does that mean it wouldn't be directed at a physical thing like the physical earth, but it would perhaps be spirit to the spirit of the earth?
Yes. You sound confused.
I think I'm beginning to see.
Beginning to understand.
I'm beginning to see that you're perhaps not getting involved in any of the physical things, and it's a kind of very much more direct. Connection.
I feel that the human being sees thought as a solid thing to be sent, almost as you would send a letter to someone and expect that letter to reach a specific point. But what is happening with you is that your pure thoughts of healing and love are being collected by those in spirit who then deal with those thoughts at the moment. Until you can develop your spiritual thinking and make it a little stronger. Do you understand? I know it is a difficult topic.
Almost a clearer, crystal clear thought will
take its place,
and it won't need any delivery mechanism, any help in its delivery.
Yes, you have to rid yourself of the idea that it is like something to be delivered. You have to free yourself from that idea.
That's it. I'm beginning to. When this is sort of no space, no time.
Yes.
Living outside your head and your body.
Yes. You have to. Reach that state of understanding where the thought, as the lady says, until you focus upon the beat of the heart, you are not even aware that it exists, but it is always there to be used.
Is there any difference between expansion of thought and strength of thought?
There has to be a slight difference. Yes, I know what you are saying. Let us use the word powerful, because that is a human word. The more powerful your thought being sent, the more it will be used. If it is a thought, and remember, your thoughts are based on human thinking. the more powerful your thoughts, the more it is captured and heard.
Ah, yes.
You understand?
Yes, I just thought it might be easier for us to imagine a power of thought than expansion of thought.
Whatever makes it easier for you, that is what I will recommend to you. Each of you are individuals. Each of you know what feels right for you. But I do want you to know and to understand that any thought, whether physical or spiritual, and it is both in actual fact, but the physical thought, you need to understand, is always collected, if you like, when it is sent with true love and healing.
Yes. Something for us to think on.
Yes, it is something for you all to consider. Now, before I take my leave, do you have any questions for me?
Well, we have had a question sent in, Sally Met, which I'd very much like to put to you.
Yes.
It concerns two people producing a baby with what is considered medically to be a high risk of disease being involved. And there's there is the idea of introducing genes from a third person to reduce the risk of a disease occurring in the child. It's referred to as a designer baby, and the one who sent the question in wonders if you have any comment on this.
I believe that we spoke about these designer babies at some point. What I would say to you, my dear friend, is that when mankind begins to interfere too much with what is in the natural world, there will always be the results of that interference. My own feelings on this is that anything that can help mankind in a medical way, if it is good, if the thoughts are good, if it is for the best of any individual, then so be it. But there is in your body of science too much interference, and I feel that this is never the correct pathway to take.
Yes.
So my answer to you, my dear friend, is that I have reservations about this thing.
Yes, and by the same...
They are already using genes for helping others, and there is an element of good when it is helping others. But when it comes to self-satisfaction, I begin to feel a little
uncomfortable. Yes, I think you said something similar where transplants are concerned.
Yes, yes. And yet It happens, but that does not always mean that it is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Much in your world has been misused,
mm-hmm.
and as I have said, there will always be some result from using and doing these things.
I suppose the thing is, you know, some of these, well, I say designer babies, you know, if there's an hereditary disease, they can now.
But they are playing God.
Yes, well, I'm going to say it might stop the disease, but maybe that child was meant to have that disease.
Yes. Yes. It is a subject that we will explore at a later date.
Mm.
But there is much unease in our world about what is happening in yours.
Mm.
And if someone is trying to help, that is a good thing, but it is not always the correct way.
Sometimes
the intention is good, and that is what will always be taken into consideration.
If it's for selfish gain, that's not.
Yes, self-satisfaction sometimes is the aim.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking that the spirit of the baby before it comes into the human form.
There are always those spirits who will be willing to come quickly into anybody.
Oh.
Although we have great care and great advice from those in spirit, you still have free will when it comes to returning to Earth. So remember that it is not always the case that the spirit has chosen wisely.
Yeah, I was just thinking, well, in some cases it's quite brave of the spirit to agree to come back into that body.
There is no one answer to this, but you will always have spirit who is ready to jump into the human body.
Yes.
So, does that help just a little?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have you got time for one more?
I will take one more quick question. Thank you.
I don't know. Has anyone got a quick one? I'm not sure if mine's that quick.
No, I haven't got any more.
It could be fairly quick, but
I will take it.
So it's. I think there's some misguided information or confusion concerning a group known as the Illuminati. It seems to pop up on the internet a lot, and they seem to. Some people are describing them as a group who have controlled the Earth, a lot of the materialistic things going on for a long time, and they even sometimes say that they've got a reptilian connection, so they're not even human. I find this, I don't really believe it. I don't want to give it any credence either, but...
You are wise to not give it credence, because these people are misguided.
Mm-hmm.
I will not say troublesome, but misguided.
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling is that you would be wise to ignore what is written by them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we can rule out that...
If I may use one of your earthly words, it would be fantasists.
Fantasists, yes. I don't think we need to look to other anything other than our own human weaknesses to explain what is going on.
All of you within this room have reached a point where you can make good judgments, and there are a lot of people on earth who are looking for some kind of glory, to make some kind of name, and you have to be aware of this. But yes, do not give them a time of day.
Yeah, thank you.
Is that helpful to you? Yes.
That's very helpful, and I'll be very happy that we can pass that out.
And
thank you.
This isn't a question, Sally, but I just wanted to say, when you came through this time, I couldn't stop smiling, so I think you must have brought some very happy energy with you this evening.
Well, I am always grateful for your kind words, my dear friends. Always I am pleased to join with you, even if it is not quite as often as it used to be. There has to be a time when the information given to you has to slow down, because however much I could say will not and cannot be understood whilst you are in physical garb. But I always bring to you my love and my light, and I would wish you to know that you are always near to me, even when I am not here with you.
That's very nice.
So in times of trouble or worry or fear, you can always call upon me.
That's very kind.
And when we have in the past, you hear us, or you sense.
I know what is happening within all of your lives, of course. But my intention is that it is better that you do not call upon me if you can, because then you become a much stronger human being, a more informed spiritual being, and a more loving being.
You say that when once a connection's been made, it can never be broken. So when we return to spirit, we'll still be able to, or we'll still have contact with you.
If you so desire, I will be able to come to you.
No,
you will not be able to come to me, but I will be able to unite with any one of you.
Yes.
Wonderful.
That's okay, because I always think of you as just being an old friend now, which is lovely. So you never like to lose friends.
No, there always will be the spiritual connection.
And needless to say, Sally Met, we're always most delighted to receive you. Thank you for bringing so
long
much.
Continue.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear friends. Now let us just say thank you before I leave for all that is brought to us, for the love and the joy that we feel together, for all the love and energy you send to others, and to know that as each day passes, you are as one with that great force of love. And for this we will be eternally grateful.